A limited war. Where have we heard that before? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan.
He's going in.
After 18 months, our troops will begin to come home.
And he's getting out. Afghanistan will be the first war in history with a sunset clause. Although he didn't exactly say the war would end.
We will execute this transition responsibly, taking into account conditions on the ground.
Barack Obama is determined to do the logical thing. But wars rarely follow logic. No, this isn't another Vietnam, but let's remember, at this stage, Vietnam wasn't Vietnam either. Our aims then sounded, frankly, a lot like our aims now.
We want nothing for ourselves, only that the people of South Vietnam be allowed to guide their own country in their own way.
But in his private conversations, President Johnson was well aware that noble aims don't win wars.
It looks like me we're getting into another Korea. I don't think it's worth fighting for, and I don't think we can get out. And it's just the biggest damn mess.
It is. It's an awful mess.
At the time Lyndon Johnson uttered those words, the American death toll in Vietnam was 401. About 18 months later, Johnson picked up the phone again.
I can't get out. I just can't be the architect of surrender.
If only he'd had a deadline, right? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.